The first significant winter storm of the season is bringing a lot of snow, with almost 18 inches recorded by one spotter near Mellon. A meteorologist with the National Weather Service says another foot may be possible for the south shore of Lake Superior. Madeline Island ferry captain Mike Radke says they're cutting back on trips to the mainland.
So we're trying to kind of take it slow just so our ferry doesn't ice up, because that's one of the problems with the actually pretty cold temps for this time of year, and then the spray you get and the decks start to ice up, and that just adds to our workload.
Wisconsin State Patrol Sergeant Pat Kretke says they've had their hands full with at least 36 runoffs already.
When the snow comes that fast and furious, people tend to slow down, but they still have issues driving, where they'll end up in the ditch or stuck alongside the road because they get over too far on the shoulder and the road hasn't been plowed.
Xcel Energy spokeswoman Liz Wolf Green says around 2,000 customers near Menominee lost power overnight.
We had some buildup of ice on our power lines near Menominee, and that ice combined with the winds caused the wire to gallop or bounce, and it may have come in contact with one another, which caused the outage.
Wolf Green says power was restored within 2 hours. She says she's unaware of any outages at this time. A winter storm warning remains in effect until 6 tomorrow morning for Ashland, Bayfield, and Iron counties. Lake effect snow is expected to continue into Thursday. For Wisconsin Public Radio News, I'm Danielle Kading in Superior.